This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Where's Dr. Sheely?
Where are you sitting at his desk?
Are you blissed?
I am.
You are. You know, Dr. Sheely, I was in Springfield, Missouri last week, and I was pulling into, I was at the traffic light pulling into Sam's Club on Sunshine, and I saw this white SUV with the Audi badge on it. I could have sworn that was Dr. Sheely. Could that have been Dr. Sheely?
It certainly could have.
I wanted to wave to you, but you were going the other way. And we missed you. Well, Dr. Sheely, what is new with Dr. Sheely? Do you have anything that you'd like to report?
You know, it's been a quiet week at Lake Wobegon.
Yeah. It's been quiet here at the farm, except for the hydraulic failures we've had. We're trying to get the hay done. You know, we are in a drought here, you know. 2 weeks ago, the grass was, you know, pretty green. Now it's turning brown very quickly, and we're scrambling trying to get the hay done. And, you know, Mrs. Fennelli and our son were out just for, like, I don't know, 45 minutes yesterday afternoon. They decided to check on the cows, and I was working here at the farm. And they were just went up the road to check one of the cows in the fields, and they came back, you know, red from the sun. I believe the sun is hotter than it's ever been before. Do you think that's possible, Dr. Sheely, in terms of ultraviolet rays and getting, you know, sunburn faster than ever before? Because that's what I'm
saying.
Well,
if our the air over us is thinning in some way, mm-hmm. because, or whatever, yes, it's certainly possible. Or it could be amplified by certain reflections in the atmosphere. In other words, all the crap that your government is putting out.
I got to tell you that ever since Donald J. Trump has been running the show at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we have had fewer chemtrails over the skies of the farm, for sure, and over Springfield. When I travel there and look up, I don't see anywhere near the chemtrails. I see clouds. It almost looks like the 1950s, the 1960s, in my opinion. And you know, it's bright and sunny, and sun's shining on the solar panels, and we're generating electricity, and it's all working pretty well. And it's kind of refreshing, but it does feel like the sun is stronger. I can't stay out, you know, without protection, without you know, a hat, long sleeve shirt, under the canopy of a, you know, tractor, sunshade kind of thing, or in a cab of a tractor. And what we're doing now is we're working early in the morning. You know, we're getting up early, and we're going outside to do our outside work early, because it gets, you know, at when the sun is directly overhead, it's just unbearable to get much done, you know, unless you're out of the sun. And that's what we're doing. Dr. Sheely, one of the things that I've been thinking about is when people take their medications. You know, some people take them with whatever they have. Some people will just pop whatever pills that they think they need to take in their mouth and just like one small sip of water rather than, you know, a full glass of water or half a glass of water. What are your thoughts about how much liquid should be taken
when we consume medication, and how and what should that liquid be? Should it be just water, or can it be something else?
You know, I honestly can't tell you what is ideal. I can tell you what I do. I drink a quart of water within the first hour of getting up, and during that time, I take my handful of vitamins.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to do as well. The only thing is, I drink weak tea, and what I mean by that is I will make you know those pots that restaurants have. They're kind of a like a globe almost with a flat bottom, and they're made out of Pyrex. And I will put one of those on the gas stove with one tea bag, just one green tea bag. And I'll make that, and I will drink just that all day, along with some water, too, and juices and things. But weak tea. And I'm wondering, is that good or bad? Because it is a diuretic. There's no question about it, in my mind.
Well, yeah, but I don't consider weak tea that big a diuretic. I certainly see no harm in that.
Okay. I know that when I drink a half a pot of that weak tea, starting maybe at 7 o'clock p.m. and continue maybe till 9 or 10, I'm up a bunch of times at night. And it is, I mean, it's, you know, you just go and go and go and go and go from drinking that much fluid. What about watermelon, Dr. Shuley? You know, can you overdo eating watermelon?
I don't know about you, but my intestinal system can be overdone with watermelon. I love watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
But if I eat too much of it, I can't tell you what that is. I know my servings. I'll get diarrhea.
Hmm. Okay, that does not happen to me. However, it seems like it's a pretty good diuretic as well. And what I was wondering about watermelon, I mean, this is the season for watermelon, is it possible that if we ate watermelon if it did not affect our digestive system, let's say we just ate watermelon for, three or four servings, big servings, you know, for a week, hot summer days, is it possible that we could purge minerals from our system just by the effects of the diuretic in watermelon?
I suspect so, but I don't know. After all, there are minerals and vitamins in the watermelon itself, so you know you're getting some replacement
mm-hmm.
with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really, really like watermelon, and I'm wondering if that would help people lose weight. If when they're hungry, and they said, you know, I'm going to eat something that really doesn't have a lot of fat, a lot of calories, I'm just going to have some watermelon, and then wait till the hunger pangs go away, and then have a little bit of food later, and then just slowly dial down the calorie consumption. Do you think that would be an appropriate way to lose weight? I mean, here's what I'm thinking. To me, it seems that to lose weight, if someone wants to, you need to exercise. You need to burn off some of those calories. And that's nothing new. I mean, we've been told that for years and years and years. Is that true? It seems like it.
Oh, yeah. But the single best way to lose weight is to eat the number of calories you need to get that lower weight and avoid eating a lot of carbohydrates.
Yep.
In other words,
and
protein in general and non-carbohydrate foods don't cause you to get fat.
Non-carbohydrate foods. So we're talking about pasta, bread.
About grains of all kinds, including pasta and potatoes.
Including sweet potatoes?
Well, sweet potatoes seem to be better tolerated than all the others. On the other hand, if you were to eat half a pound or more of sweet potatoes every meal, you're not going to lose weight.
Hmm. Okay. Okay. Do you have an update for us on the Scalar Energy?
No. Lou will be bringing me our new Scalar device probably about mid-August. Mm-hmm. Claude Swanson, meanwhile, has agreed to attempt to build a scalar energy device or output measurement device. Nobody's ever done that before. And that right. would be a great addition.
Hmm. And he thinks that we have the technology to measure these energy?
He believes he can do it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's okay. energy, you ought to be able to measure it.
Theoretically, sure. Unless it's beyond the scope of what we know how to build. For example, here's why I'm saying this. You know, it used to be that when we were, in the early days of the modern personal computer, for example, you know, they were running at 8 million cycles per second or 8 megahertz, and then there was 16 megahertz, and then 25 and 33 and 50. And pretty soon we got to 500 megahertz, which is half a gigahertz, then a gigahertz, and then, you know, on up to 2 gigahertz. And pretty soon we're, you know, we're at the point where we just can't make these devices go any faster. And so typically, if you have a pretty darn fast computer today, you know, you're around 3 gigahertz. But there aren't any 40 gigahertz computers or 50 gigahertz computers that we can buy. So what I'm saying is we seem to have gotten stuck where we're having trouble making the technology run faster. And if we're having trouble with that, and scalar energy is a really fast frequency, if you will, and I don't know if it is.
But Tektronix
mm-hmm.
was making, back in the mid-90s when I bought one, a signal analyzer, which is an oscilloscope essentially, mm-hmm. which could measure up to 100 gigahertz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
I've still got that old gadget.
Yeah, we were in California in the 1980s. We were using the Tektronix oscilloscopes. That was the industry standard, no question about it. Yeah. And there are spectrum analyzers that can go probably, you know, maybe a little higher. But I'm wondering if scalar energy is even higher than that, Dr. Shuey. Do we know?
Well, we don't know. Now, that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking about, you know, just common eating habits. And what I'm saying is most of us have been taught to eat three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And some people say, oh, I don't eat breakfast. I'm going to skip breakfast. I skip it all the time. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about other people. I eat three meals a day. Is it important? Is it important for our health and well-being to have regular meals on a regular schedule three times a day rather than two times a day or four times a day? Or what is the best way to go for general overall health? Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Shuley's with us. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter right there.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year, broadcaster, Native American medicine man. Author of over 30 books. And he's with us today, and we're talking about eating well. And specifically, we're discussing the number of meals. How many meals do you need to eat, and do they need to be regularly scheduled meals in order to be healthy? Now, obviously, we have to eat the right food and avoid toxins. But what about the regular schedule of eating meals, Dr. Shealy? What are your thoughts?
There's very good evidence that the most important meal of the day is breakfast. And so eating, you know, a moderate number of calories to start the day helps preserve your body's whole total health better than any other meal. Eating a heavy meal in the evening, especially if it's less than 3 hours before bedtime, is the second most unhealthy thing to do. In other words, the most unhealthy is to skip breakfast. Second most unhealthy is to eat a large meal within less than 3 hours of bedtime. Now, depending upon your workload, you may or may not need a meal in the middle of the day. You know, for people who sit all day, who don't do much exercise, then I see no absolute need to eat a meal in the middle of the day. But to a great extent, it depends on how much energy you're putting out.
So for those who are keyboard warriors at work, and they just sit behind the screen and they don't move much, Are you saying that it's possible that you can overdo it, have too many calories, and then you know, help that rear end spread wider and wider?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm seeing. You know, when I go to offices where people sit behind the keyboards, it looks like they need bigger and bigger or wider and wider chairs. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Okay. Well, that's good to know. But, you know, I've been taught, you know, with my lifestyle, three meals a day. And does that seem right for the kind of thing that I do and that you do, that we're busy and racing around and, you know, really active? So for active people, three meals a day?
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, I got an email this morning. And as you may know, I'm running for the board of directors of the local electrical cooperative.
You're brave, man.
And I decided. So, you know, I have the attention of the CEO and the general manager, and he's been spending a lot of time over the last run plus this run. We spent, you know, a couple hours together, either on the phone or in the boardroom, talking about, you know, the do's and the don'ts and so forth. And he's available for me to ask questions. And one of the things that we talked about was the attendance of board meetings. And it seems that if you're a member of the board, you should be attending, you know, most of the meetings. So, of course, that prompted me to ask the questions. Well, okay, so how about the attendance records of the existing board? I'd like to know how many meetings they attend, because I plan on attending every single meeting that the board has. I do not plan on missing any of them, because otherwise, why would I want to be on the board, right? So my question was, what is their attendance records? And I got an email back this morning, and it not only did it try to give me that information, I didn't get it exactly the way I wanted, but I got the number of I've got the board and how long they have been on the board, how long their tenure has been. One guy has been on the board of directors of this electrical cooperative 45 years. That's correct. 45 years. A guy I'm running against has been on the board 18 years. Another guy, 13 years. Most of them, 8 years. And here's the point. How do you oppose someone who's been on the board either 45 years or 18 years as a candidate who is not nominated by the nominating committee? And so I asked the general manager of the electrical cooperative, has anyone ever been successful in defeating an incumbent not being nominated by the nominating committee? And the answer is no. So here's what... this is an uphill battle. So I'm sure I'm going to be shown the door again. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Hsu is with us. Dr. Hsu, I was reading an article, and it was in the Daily Mail. And here's what it says. It says a newborn baby girl dies just days after contracting a killer virus from someone with herpes who kissed her. And so this baby was born healthy. 2 hours after her parents' wedding, she was rushed to the hospital. Doctors diagnosed her with meningitis HSV-1, which is caused by the herpes virus. And it says herpes meningitis can be transmitted by sexual contact or passed from an infected mother to the baby during childbirth. It goes on to say that her parents tested negative for the virus, suggesting it had come from someone who had visited the family while suffering from a cold sore. And it goes on to say that the child had undergone 6 blood transfusions, but her kidneys failed and her liver stopped functioning, and then she died. Now, the article goes on to say, don't let people kiss your baby. What are your thoughts, Dr. Sheely? Is this possible?
Yes, you know, let's face it. You don't have any knowledge of when a virus actually got into the body until it manifested itself clinically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, And from a theoretical point of view, if it had been there since conception, there would have been many more malformations in the body. Mm-hmm. It might have had a miscarriage.
And so the maybe the question or the warning that goes out there to our broadcast classroom is maybe we should be careful with our newborns and our young children, and maybe we shouldn't let them get exposed to people who are sick. And you know, if I had a baby, I certainly wouldn't want a whole bunch of people kissing the baby, especially a politician.
Well, I guess there's an old statement, manure is still manure.
Yes. Yeah. So do you think that should be something that we should take away from this discussion, that maybe we should be really careful where we take our young children and whom we expose them to, and kissing our little children? Man, forget it. Just stay away. Do you think that?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, I mean, you have no idea where those politicians have been. You don't know how many houses of prostitution they've been to and what diseases they've contracted. So absolutely keep your children
out of politicians. Well, the major house of prostitution is Congress.
It is. It's a cesspool. Even worse. Okay. Dr. Sheely, there's another post, which is kind of the opposite of this one. And it talks about children, and it's okay if they eat food off the floor, play in the dirt. It's important to let children build a stronger immune system by being exposed to mud, pets, and germs. So this professor says, and he says that using a hand sanitizer is more damaging to a child's health than soapy water. That all makes sense. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So playing out in the dirt and going in the woods and the things that we used to do when we were children, all healthy behaviors for building our immune system, Dr. Sheely, is that
what
you're saying?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. One of the most studied things is the presence of animals, pets in the house, dogs, cats especially. Children who grow up with pets like that are far less likely to have allergies. So we do need a certain bit of exposure, I guess, in order to keep our immune system strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it goes on to say that when children play in the garden in the mud, it's not necessary to immediately sterilize their hands. He says that this doctor, Professor Gilbert, of the Microbiome Center at the University of Chicago, says that worries that pets will pass on germs to youngsters are also unfounded. And he goes on to say, in fact, when a dog licks a child's face, it's beneficial for their immune system rather than harmful.
Absolutely.
You know, I try Okay. You know, I our dog TJ, he's a pretty big boy. He's about 200 pounds, and he slobbers, and he, you know, and he wants to get lots of hugs, and he wants.
Well, now he, you know, when of course, is an exception. He's exposure to him is like three other dogs.
It is. And when he shakes his face and some of that slobber goes, you know, on the walls, you know, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. It's amazing he can do that. And, what I do, let me share this. Based on your recommendation, Dr. Shuley, when I empty his dog bowl, which is, well, his water bowl, which is many, many, many times a day, I will pour it on our plants. I'll pour it on, like, our fruit trees and things like that that we have in great big buckets. And they seem to like it. They seem to like the extra bacteria that's in his water bowl. Is that something that you continue to recommend?
Oh, yeah. Plants will get a few vitamins and minerals.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We talked about the baby, and we talked about, you know, dying from being exposed to meningitis. Okay. Giving up, Dr. Shuley, I've noticed that, and I've talked about this a little bit before, it seems like people are willing to just yield to disease. And rather than get more opinions than just one, it seems that if a person has cancer or a serious disease that is terminal or appears it could be terminal, if the doctor says, well, you know, just get your affairs in order, it seems like the family says, okay. The person says, you know, after dealing with it for a while, says, okay. But I can tell you that I know of a situation where a woman, and we talked about her on the air, you and I did, she had a tumor right between her eyes. And she went to the hospital, and she was diagnosed with this tumor that was growing. And it would, she was told that it would absolutely kill her. She was going to succumb to this. And there was nothing that could be done, absolutely nothing that could be done. And you and I talked about this weeks ago on the air, and you said that surgery was the only option. And so this woman, who's probably in her 50s, got another opinion. And the other opinion was, oh, yeah, we do these kinds of surgeries, and they don't happen all the time. But, yes, this is what we do. It is the only option to remove surgically this tumor. And, you know, we might have good success. Well, the woman did have the surgery, and, you know, she's got black eyes right now from the surgery. It was, 11 hours of surgery. The surgery was at least, we know of right now, she still has her vision, and so far it was successful. And what I'm saying is, here we have one medical opinion saying there's nothing we can do, you're going to die. The second medical opinion is we can do surgery and we're probably going to be successful. And it looks like the surgery was successful. What has happened?
I would say that's about average.
Really? Really? That's terrible.
I'm not being facetious. The diversity of opinions is individual, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, I'm looking at the call screen, and I recognize an instructor who is on the line with us, Dr. Jim Caesar, Branson, Missouri, USA Prepares, senior instructor joining us as well. Welcome, Dr. Jim Caesar.
How are you doing? Haven't seen you for a while.
Very, very well. You're on with down in the air with Dr. Norman Shuley.
Yes, I have a question for Dr. Shuley. I have a younger patient who's in his late 30s that was having a lot of fatigue and various symptoms, and he has a low testosterone level. I know one of your you've recommended your Bliss oils for I believe for helping raise the DHEA, and then ultimately that would help with the testosterone. I could not testosterone replacement, especially
I strongly agree. There actually are four techniques, each of which raises DHEA an average of 60% over whatever you start with. Fire Bliss is at the top of my list, but interestingly, natural progesterone cream is also excellent, and it's very good for the prostate as well. The third is magnesium lotion. And the fourth is Dr. Sheely's youth formula, which is 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 1,000 milligrams of MSM and a little bit of molybdenum.
That I will certainly recommend those to him. Also, I have a question for you because I greatly respect your opinions. It's about one of the other sponsors. I'm thinking of getting on some of the longevity, like Tangy Tangerine. Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
How do you think those are helpful with replacing the nutrition that we're not getting with our foods?
Okay, we better wait till after the break.
Okay.
Yeah, hold that thought. We've got Dr. James Caesar, medical doctor, Branson, Missouri, USA Prepares senior instructor, Dr. Norman Sheely, medical doctor, USAPrepares.com senior instructor, both on the air with us. And we'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fox, I thought there was something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Today, you've got your...
Take my... You go to the CD. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. Calling in Dr. James Caesar, Branson, Missouri, medical doctor. Dr. Caesar, you had a question about vitamins, mineral supplements?
Yes, I was asking Dr. Shealy if he felt that, like, the Youngevity King Tangerine was a good supplement to add to whatever other regimen you might be on.
Well, you know, I like the combination of Fire Bliss, magnesium lotion, youth formula, and natural progesterone cream because it raises your DHEA an average of 250% when you use all four of them.
Yeah, okay.
And that, of course, is the best thing you can do for your testosterone level.
Yeah.
And it's safe. When you make it your own.
Yeah, definitely.
It's much safer than taking it.
Dr. Caesar, I have a bottle of Dr. Shealy's youth formula in my hand right here.
Mm-hmm.
I went to his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, and I bought a couple bottles, and I've been taking them. Dr. Shealy recommended for me three a day. Now, these are, each one of them is 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. It's got molybdenum, MSM. And I can tell you that when I first started, I just want to share this with the class, I thought that my stomach was just starting to be a little bit upset. And it went away very, very quickly. And so I take three of these a day, and it works great for me. So I'm endorsing this, Dr. Shealy. And it's working fine for me. It really is.
Do you take all three at once, or do you spread it out?
No, I spread them out. I take them, you know, with meals three times a day, just one three times a day. But I want to make sure that we're clear on this. These are 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 2 grams of vitamin C per capsule.
Okay, so you're getting 6,000 milligrams a day.
Yeah, which is way higher than I think the average bear consumes. Isn't that right, Dr. Shuley?
Yes.
Okay. And can you share with us why, Dr. Shuley, you like this quantity of vitamin C in the body?
Well, as early as the late 1970s, it was demonstrated that the optimal health level of vitamin C was 1,000 milligrams instead of the so-called 60 milligrams recommended daily intake.
Right.
So we know that 60 milligrams is highly deficient, especially in today's toxic world. I figure if you add 30 years to that study and the toxicity physically, we probably need 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C to be equal. But 2,000 for an adult is a good level, and most people tolerate it exquisitely well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Caesar, have you had the good fortune of experiencing a Myers cocktail?
No.
Okay. May I share that with you very briefly? I went to Dr. Shuley's office in Springfield, Missouri, and I received a Myers cocktail. And the first one I received was 50 grams of vitamin C IV intravenously with some magnesium and some vitamin B in there as well. And the feeling that I got was one of 30 years was shed off me, you know, within a half an hour. Literally. I was racing around. I couldn't believe it. And that got me to thinking about the power of vitamin C.
Right.
The absolute power of vitamin C. Dr. Shuley, am I exaggerating?
Nope. Not from what I noticed.
Now it will make you urinate like no tomorrow. However, the amount of energy and vitality and is great. Dr. Caesar, would you like to hold through the top of the hour break? Do you have any questions for
my better half has a question also for you and Dr. Shuley, so I'll put
okay.
that
back. Yeah, and she's also a USA Preparers instructor, Tracy right. Caesar, Nurse Tracy Caesar.
All right,
hey,
thanks.
Well, hold on, and we'll be right with you after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.